Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Good morning, Prince George. Good afternoon, Winnipeg. Welcome to the Meteorological Report. I'm Dr. Joey Only, your host, out here in Wells, British Columbia tonight. The Meteorological Report, Meteorology is this thing I created. It's comedy plus meteorology is Meteorology. You know, the weather's funny business. This is your show to complain about how much the weather sucks in Canada. Suck it does indeed. I'm here for the 41st time with Frankie McDonald out in Sydney, Nova Scotia, where there's been weather to talk about there. I'm here in British Columbia, where there's weather to talk about. You've been listening to us in Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm sure there's weather to talk about in Winnipeg. You've been hearing us in Prince George on CFER 88.7 FM every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. And Prince George has weather to talk about. So welcome to the show. I just want to sort of start off tonight I just got home an hour ago. I've been out in the camp about 200 kilometers west of Quesnel all week, and it's been hectic for my life. Go, go, go. So I haven't had much of a chance to stop and even reflect. But out in the forest when I'm walking around all day, there's timber cruising. There's no where to hide from one's thoughts. And definitely my thoughts have been heavy today in hearing of the passing of my friend Wesley Weedmark. A real young mountain man of his kind, an original. There is not really anyone else like Wesley Weedmark who wanted to open up the Goat River Trail between McBride and Wells over the mountains and just disappear into the bush and do his own thing. He was crazy like that, you know, in a good way. He loved being in the mountains and he loved his zest for life. He was very ill for a long time with diabetes and, we all knew him that way, to be getting sicker as time went on. And he knew that he wasn't going to be an old man, but really terrible, tragic news, big loss for the community here in the north for Wesley Weedmark. He's just a great friend of mine, and I love you, Wes, and this show is for you, thinking about you and for everybody in your family and all your friends in Prince George who I'm sure the word isn't really gone around yet, but by the time this starts airing, it'll all be pretty well known that our beautiful friend Wes has passed on. So on that note, I want to say hi to the other meteorologists, my friends here who, with my work schedule and being a dad on the weekends, these are the people who I get to talk to. It's the radio show is social time, and I'm glad to have everybody on, including Frankie McDonald out in Sydney, Nova Scotia for the 41st time.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie!
Welcome to the Meteorological Report, Frankie. How are you doing out there in Sydney? How's the weather?
I'm doing great so far. It's drizzling out. Sydney, Nova Scotia had over 140 millimeters of rain back on 2 days ago, which is Tuesday. Did the flood Steel City in Sydney, Nova Scotia. They had to close the Cabbage, parts of Cabbage Street in Sydney, Nova Scotia down because it was so much rain and wind knocked the flowers in some areas. I still had power and somebody else lost their power and things like that. It was really bad that day in Sydney, Nova Scotia. 2 days later, Houston, Texas had a lot of rain after me, including Vancouver, British Columbia, and Victoria, British Columbia, and all these places. It's currently raining right now on the West Coast. And it's going to bring more rain in Houston, Texas this week. It's been heavy rain and strong winds and things like that. It's been a lot of rain in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Houston, Texas. As of right now, it's been a lot of rain lately. It's Brisbane, Australia is getting a lot of rain as well. Australia and all these southeastern Australia bring so much rain. Maybe it's a large hail by severe thunderstorms and things like that. It's been raining so much.
So tell me about the storm in Nova Scotia this week, Frankie. We want to hear
it was
everything
a powerful storm. It was a very, very strong winds and blowing leaves off the trees. And I got something to tell you. The asteroid 1982 DB headed towards the Earth on Saturday, December 11th, 2021. It's going to bypass the Earth by 2.4 million miles away from the Earth. That's 3.9 million kilometers away from Earth.
Just close enough to make everyone go, ooh. Do you know anything about the asteroid that NASA has launched a probe to smash into?
That's going to be a big scenario.
Oh, yeah.
And Frankie, tell me about Newfoundland. What happened when the storm went up there?
Over in Newfoundland, it's going to bring a lot of rain in Port Basque, Newfoundland, things like that.
How's the weather in Europe this week, Frankie?
It's been in England, it's been really cold, things like that. And Japan, they had a lot of rain back on Monday in Tokyo, Japan. It got colder air in Tokyo, Japan, Kyoto, Japan, Osaka, Japan, Sapporo, Japan, all these places.
What's going on in Russia this week, Frankie?
It's getting really, really, really cold in Russia as well, including Moscow, St. Petersburg, Yakutsk, Nagano, and things like that. Egypt's supposed to get really cold weather next month.
Are there any hurricanes going on?
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
Tropical cyclones off the coast of Australia. That already happened down in Australia. Even Antarctica is in the near summer. There's day Antarctica's 24-hour day. Like, Tropical Cyclone Patty has died.
See any good movies this week, Frankie?
Those good movies. I saw F9 and things like that. Furious 9.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Fast and Furious 9.
Well, good to see you, Frankie. Please do stick around, and we'll keep talking with you. We want to, as always, go second over to Brandon Houck over in Brooks, Alberta, our radio weatherman down at 105.7 FM, the country radio station. He's sitting at home right now with a cool backdrop. And, Brandon, there's a lot of weather stories going on this week. I need you to tell me everything you can think of.
Everything I can think of. I'm trying to think of everything that happened today. Holy moly, my goodness. Okay, so yeah, we've had as I mentioned earlier this week, we've had the Chinook conditions earlier this week here in southern Alberta. So it wasn't too bad. We had mild start and then we cooled down. We actually had our first just a little skiff of snow in the middle part of the week here, and then it melted away. And we had some more of a significant accumulation in southwestern Alberta. And I think yesterday morning, the fog was so thick you couldn't see the hand in front of your face. It was quite foggy in the southwest after the snowfall, and then all that snow melted away. And today, which is the 25th, we had a warm front move across southern portion, central regions of the province that produced an area of freezing rain in the Red Deer and Edmonton area. And it was a significant area of freezing rain causing all types of problems. They just reopened the QE2 between just outside of Pinoca there. And we had a big pile up of semis of, it was terrible, actually. Actually one fatality from that today. So, not a good day at all in the QE2 from that freezing rain event. And then we had problems west of Edmonton in the Spruce Grove area due to that freezing rain that rolled through the city and lots of slips and falls. Oh, yeah, it was very bad in the Edmonton area. And then the band of freezing rain eventually moved up into the Fort McMurray area. Now that precipitation is off in the northern Saskatchewan with that warm front that's moved its way out. Now here in further to the south, we have a winter storm warning in the Icefields Parkway for up to 30 centimeters of snow. And you have the winds gusting to 70K. So that's going to produce whiteout conditions. So I do expect travel to be postponed there, because if you go on the Icefields Parkway highway, in the Highway 93, you have no cell coverage at all on that route. So there is no way of getting any help or anything. So that's why we always like to urge everyone to avoid travel, especially in the winter months on that route there. Now, the southern parts of the province, it's been very warm today. We had double-digit highs. Some areas got up to 13 degrees this afternoon. So absolutely stellar. But the winds were very strong, especially in the southwestern corner in the last couple of hours. At least three semi-trucks got tipped over by the wind, because the winds were gusting at least 110 to 120 kilometers an hour. So you get those strong downsloping winds, crosswinds, especially on Highway 22, Highway 2, and that will allow for trucks to get tipped over quite easily, especially if they have an empty load. So that's been the situation there. And then tomorrow, we're going to kind of cool off a little bit. I think we may see some snow showers develop in central regions, but nothing like the freezing rain we had this morning. And then we'll see those snow showers kind of sweep their way through as we go through Saturday. and kind of a weak cold front coming through Saturday, so we'll still remain windy. And then we really bump the temperatures up with that next storm system on the Pacific coast coming in Saturday into Sunday. And we could actually get up to 17 degrees on Sunday. So I might have to throw on the shorts one more time this season before the winter really starts to hit here. So that's the situation there as we go into Sunday. And we'll also get strong winds, possibly gusting up to 120, 130 again next week in the southwestern corner of the province. And that's going to continue with that milder flow into probably right into December there, at least. Looks like we're going to stick around with that milder Pacific flow for next week. And there's even some hints of maybe a rumble of thunder in the Slave Lake area Sunday morning. So we'll keep an eye on that. But the chances of that is very, very slight.
Oh, round two of the Pacific storm coming in for Prince George listeners on CFR 88.7 FM, Saturday, November 27th, expecting periods of snow, and that'll be widespread through BC. I was warning people on Interior Weather and Wilderness Watches, a Facebook group that I run, just don't travel in British Columbia right now. I mean, it's just not worth it. I mean, and I was saying that yesterday, and there was multiple fatalities, one north of Prince George near Bear Lake. There was one north of Quesnel, another fatal accident near Barrier and McClure last night. That was Wednesday. You know, and then everybody in the McClure area tried to take back roads to go around the shutdown highway, and that resulted in all kinds of accidents on the back road, people in the ditches and whatnot. And the Blackpool Fire Department urging people to just not take those back roads around because, you know, for the same reason that Brandon was mentioning with the Icefields Parkway up on 93 there, that, you know, you have an accident up there and there's just no way that they can get to you or know necessarily. So, you know, just terrible weather conditions prevailing in British Columbia. Well, highways remain shut down everywhere. Travel restrictions are in place. Places in the lower mainland can only buy 30 liters of fuel at a time. Still, looks like the supply chain in the north is running pretty good again. Nonetheless, the weather still is a real wintry, garbagey mix coming into the beginning of the month. Nighttime on Saturday, 60% chance of showers after periods of snow on Saturday, right? So you get a mix of both. Sunday, well, maybe a little bit of a break, but it's going to be -9 at night for you, Prince George. Monday, the 29th of November, -3 chance of flurries at night. Tuesday, chance of showers at night. I mean, so the forecast isn't looking great to start the work week, and we're seeing this all over British Columbia. Brandon, talk about Winnipeg and what our listeners out there may be seeing, as they will be hearing the show on Monday, the 29th of November at noon. So tell our listeners in Winnipeg what they might be expecting to start the work week.
Yeah, well, actually, today on the 25th, Winnipeg had their first -32 wind chill of the season. So congratulations. Nice. So winter has kind of started there. And it's going to, as we go through the weekend here, you'll see those temperatures improve a little bit back to just slightly above average. And we may see a few snow showers next week, but nothing too significant. Looks like it's pretty quiet, but we'll see some cool downs, a little mild at sometimes. Probably get as high as maybe 1 or 2 degrees next week. So that's not too bad, I guess, for this time of year. A normal high is -5, so it's slightly above average. And kind of average, right around average and just slightly above is what we're going to be at for most of next week. Just the odd snow shower here or there, nothing too significant for Manitoba or Winnipeg. So a quiet week ahead.
Well, good to see you, Brandon. Please stick around on the show. And we also got down in Southern Ontario, the Wappen weatherman, Gabriel Berardo.
Who, oh, yeah.
Just a few days ago, had a birthday. Tell us, A, we want to hear about
the weather. How was the weather on the birthday?
How was the weather on your birthday?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it was actually really, really, really strange. And I've never, ever, ever, ever seen something like this, you know, type of weather on my birthday. It was actually thunder snow. Now, so there was this front moving in, I think, right? Late, I think, towards the evening, right? It was like this huge kind of line. I mean, it looked like those summer kind of squall lines that you would see, you know, here, right? But first, right? So basically, it was just all kind of seasons in about 20 seconds as this, as of course, front was moving in, right? There was obviously statements issued, you know what I mean? Like for winds gusting 70 to 90 kilometers an hour, plus also some small, you know, size, maybe hail and some snow, but first, right? I actually, of course, had it all on video, right? So I went outside, right? Because I, you know, saw all these tweets about like this weird, like this strong, of course, winds and this small sort of hail and this huge kind of line that just moving through. And I just saw, you know, people just, you know, tweeting about that. Went outside, started, of course, videoing. And then I just kind of saw this huge lightning, right? Like, I think it, of course, was a bolt, right? It was a bolt and also kind of, you know, and it was that sheet, you know, lightning, right? But first it was the lightning, and then it was the rain. And then it was like the kind of like the colder, like, you know, rain. And then it was the snow. After, of course, that, like this huge gust of wind. It was like this one kind of 20 maybe second gust of winds. Probably about 65 to 70 kilometers an hour. Probably actually even 60. It wasn't too strong, but it was mixed in with the snow. I mean, it was made it, of course, you know, look like it was much like worse, but just huge, of course, winds, lightning, and then there was snow. It was like all seasons in about 20 seconds. I mean, now it is pretty nice outside. Tonight, looking at some, maybe, of course, we've actually, of course, had some rain, and that I think, you know, cleared out. Tomorrow morning, though, looking at a system moving in, looking at the winds on the back of the system will actually be producing some lake effect snowfall, and that will, you know, impact areas in the snow belt, right? So looking at that, and then of course heading into next week, possible on next Sunday, heading into next Monday, I'm watching another system. Looks like a classic sort of clipper system, and it's obviously it's far out, right? I mean, no, hold up. This is actually Sunday, so it's not next Sunday. It's this Sunday, and this looks like that it will clip parts of western parts of the province, and then it will kind of move its way out. Looking of course into the longer of course, you know, range of things, right? What we of course could be seeing is even more of those systems moving in. Then those much, much, much bigger systems that, of course, you know, GFS seems to be, you know, putting out kind of close, like the next like weekend maybe, and it's the next week, but it also is, you know, far out too. So I mean, it's gonna, like, you know, update like a lot. So hinting on some bigger, like, you know, systems. This have, of course, actually been a trend for a few days now, I think, with both, I think, models, GFS and the Euro model, both, of course, hinting out on these bigger, like, lows kind of heading into next weekend. So I, of course, will be, you know, tracking that, keeping everybody alert on actually what of course may, you know, happen with this system. Could be, of course, a few storms heading into next weekend, heading into next week. But I mean, overall, an active weather pattern for the, of course, for the province, and snow, of course, heading into Friday, heading into this Sunday, and into post next week. So yeah, pretty active here in Southern Ontario.
You've had hints of winter. You've not fully dove into it yet. But yeah, it keeps lashing out at you. Meteorologist Johnny Parker is saying on the GFS ensemble has a big stratospheric warming event taking shape. What does this mean in basic terms? It can lead to displacement of cold Arctic air, aka the polar vortex, in the longer term. And even looking right now at just temperatures across Canada, I mean, we're recording the show on November 25th, and I've been watching temperatures across Canada for many, many years. I'm in my 40s. A warm scenario across Canada right now in general. I mean, St. John's, Newfoundland's looking, it's at 9 degrees. It's one of the warmer places. Well, there is in Eureka, none of it minus 40 degrees Celsius, so don't get me wrong, but 14.5 degrees Celsius in Wreckhouse, Newfoundland. It was almost 10 degrees in Quesnel when I was there today. Minus 12 in Yellowknife, minus 12 in Whitehorse. So yeah, a little bit wintry there. Saskatoon, Regina, minus 5. But you know, Calgary, 10 degrees. Raining in many parts of the BC interior today. Iqaluit only minus 4. Brandon was mentioning Winnipeg has had some minus 30 wind chill, but it's sitting at minus 10 right about now on Thursday night. Joe Stover, who's from the north, lives in Churchill, Manitoba. He's not there necessarily right now. You could actually probably tell us for yourself how cold Winnipeg is right now. How warm things have been really, though, in perspective across Canada.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, you ain't kidding. And the wind chill this morning, it was, I was in Gimli actually earlier this morning, and was a bit, this is my first winter with my new car. So I'm always trying to figure out, you know, how it's going to react in the cold, but it was about minus 22. It wasn't plugged in and she started up no problem, thankfully. And like you said, yeah, it's about minus 10 here in Winnipeg now. I'm flying back to Churchill in a couple days, and it's minus 22 in Churchill right now, but by the time I get back, it's going to be minus 10. So it's, which is for this time of year, still pretty darn mild for Churchill. How we always figure it out in Churchill, whether it's truly cold or not, is the Hudson Bay and whether it freezes or not. And something that we've been dealing with pretty much all fall is the Hudson Bay is about 2 degrees warmer than it should be. And when it's salt water to begin with, of course, it's going to freeze later than the fresh water does. And it's sort of a double-edged sword, because the people that come to see the polar bears in Churchill are usually there until about the middle of November, which is right around the time that the Hudson Bay freezes. And we want it to freeze so that the bears can go out in the ice and hunt seals, because the earlier the freeze up, the more fatter that they'll be once they come off of the ice in May or June, which usually means if they're nice and fat and healthy, they're not going to be problem bears. They're not going to be in town, looking for food or desperate or anything like that. So even though it's been pretty darn cold there the last few days, there is some ice that is forming finally on the Hudson Bay, thank goodness. But it still is to the point where the wind can blow that ice back. If we get a south wind, all that ice will kind of blow out to sea. And we're hoping that ice will get nice and latching on to the shore before we get a south wind again. So it's looking, in the long range forecast, Churchill's not supposed to get any colder, or sorry, any warmer than minus 10. That's the daytime high on Saturday. The nighttime highs are minus 12, minus 20, minus 18, minus 20. So I think we'll be okay in that regard, but it's been, it was a little worrisome because of that temperature anomaly with that Hudson Bay. Like 2 degrees is a lot of degrees, I don't have to tell you.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. We spoke a few nights ago, made a little YouTube video, which people haven't really watched yet. If you want to see the video version of this radio show, You listeners in Winnipeg and Prince George, you can actually go to Joey Olney, the Caribou Weather Dude on YouTube and see the video version right there. See our lovely faces. And we had Joe talking about polar bears. So for you radio listeners out there, maybe just refresh people on your involvement in polar bear tourism.
Yeah, so I'm lucky enough to work for an outfit called Frontiers North Adventures, who is the owners of the original Tundra Buggies that go out, the big giant tank-like looking bus hybrid things that go out onto the actual tundra to see the polar bears. So my role is one that I absolutely love. I work in the logistics department, and my job is to pretty much do anything logistically that needs to be done, whether that's airport pickups, whether that's taking guests on a tour, a town and area tour, kind of before they head out to the tundra buggy. Sometimes I'm on the tundra buggies. Basically just doing everything I can to make everything smooth for our team and for the guests. So that's something I'm really, really proud to do is to kind of, you know, I love traveling. I love going other places, and I love talking to the locals. And that's one thing that I love to be on the other side of as well. I love to host people. I love to show off my town, which I'm very proud of, as you all know. And yeah, I mean, it's sometimes a shame that bear season is only for about 6 weeks or so, but it's a very, very intense 6 weeks, and we're all a little haggard by the end of it. And you could probably tell I've got a little haggard in my voice. I'm a bit worn out and have a wee bit of a cold. So I'm hoping that it's only a cold. I got the old up the old nose there earlier today. So I'm confident that it's just a cold, but these days you can't be too careful, you know?
Well, and especially because we've all been social distancing for the last 2 years almost, I haven't had a cold. I'm not around these sick, disgusting humans that are slobbering and spitting and breathing all over very much. So it's been a long time. It's been way before the pandemic since I've actually had a cold. So,
yeah. Hey, Joe, did you hear about that? Is the border still closed or restricted in the provincial borders? They still have a police checkpoint in provincial borders.
Not at least in Manitoba. There's no checkpoint in the Saskatchewan border. There's no checkpoint at the Ontario border. And actually the Nunavut Churchill travel bubble has since been opened in the last month or so. So we have no restrictions currently.
Russia border still closed. They said South Africa raised closed the borders to UK.
Oh, with the variant.
What about the border between the Canada-US, the Canada-US border, where our good friend Pete Galenko's been having Thanksgiving, is living down there in the United States. Are you in Virginia today?
I am not in Virginia today. I am in Pennsylvania, and I had dinner with family earlier, and I just got me the nicest room I could get out of comfort in. It got a nice whirlpool in it, although is by no means a new or five-star hotel, so it smells like a thousand years of mildew. It was worth it.
And guess what? I got news for you. I just mentioned Michael Senikoff on Instagram. I just say hi to him. Michael Senikoff, he's in Ukraine right now.
Yes, my friend.
He was
friend,
over Michael Thailand Senikoff. Last
I
year.
I catch up with him. Maybe he could join us sometime and give us weather updates of what's going on in Ukraine. That would be interesting. Anyway, the weather over here is it is real cold for me. It's the lows are going into the high 20s this week, and highs are in the mid 40s. And then Sunday has a 50% chance of rain or snow. So we'll see. But it's quite chilly compared to what I'm used to in Virginia. We'll get to those temperatures in Virginia later this year, but we weren't quite there yet. And anyway, that's about it.
Well, Pete, I just, you guys do Thanksgiving right in the States, I must say. And I found this little Thanksgiving poem I'd like to read you, if that's okay with you, Pete.
Go for it.
It's called I'm Thankful. I found it on the internet. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the bright green trees. I'm thankful for the bright yellow sun. And I'm thankful for my friends and fun. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That was a pretty like short poem. I was expecting like a full page.
No.
I like the dog.
We don't have, I don't think we have enough time for all the big long Thanksgiving requiems that are on here. So I found one that was written by a 6-year-old, and I figured that through the mouths of babes, right? So
I thought that you wrote that. I'm sorry.
Ouch! Burn by GB. Ouch! That must be what that B stands. That must be what GB stands for. Good burn.
Maybe. or just means good and bad. Sometimes I'm good. Sometimes I'm bad.
Good, bad. Okay, I can get behind.
Good, bad.
Anyway, National Poultry Day has been a pleasure here in the United States as well. My new phrase for Thanksgiving, National Poultry Day.
Does the president spare a turkey every year? Does that actually happen?
Yes, that happens. Amazing. Yeah. I don't know what happens to that turkey afterwards, though. You never get to see the life after. Like they should do a special audit for all the turkey.
It's a room in the White House.
Yeah,
and that room is called the dining room.
Yeah,
the turkey room.
I had it yesterday. I was in Richmond, Virginia, around 3:40 in the morning, nearly 4 a.m. The fire alarm went off, which is something that's never happened to me in the middle of the night at a hotel before. And I've been to a lot of hotels, and the alarm didn't say fire either. It was just like there's like a loudspeaker that just said emergency, evacuate the building. It's quite terrifying, and it was way too cold outside to be getting out of bed. And well, at least by my standards, too cold. But anyway, that was just interesting.
Yeah,
we weren't sure at first. We got outside, and then they let us back in right away. Somebody was just smoking somewhere.
You're listening to the Meteorological Report on CFER 88.7 FM, Prince George, Saturday morning, 10 a.m., or on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, which airs on Mondays at noon. I'm your host, Joey Only, here with our team of meteorologists. You've been listening to Peter Galenko down in Pennsylvania this week, talking about Happy Thanksgiving, Pete. You heard Frankie McDonald off the top of the hour, the weatherman himself from Sydney, Nova Scotia, radio weatherman Brandon Houck, another meteorologist we got here, Joe Stover over in, he's in southern Manitoba right now, usually in Churchill, and of course the rapping weatherman GB himself, Gabriel Berardo, in southern Ontario, our meteorologists. That's the panel. Peter, so everyone in Canada is trying to grapple with and understand what the hell is Black Friday and where did it come from?
I know this. Well, I don't know where the day established was. Probably marketing to get people to go shopping after seeing their families for Thanksgiving. Though Black Friday means the books are in the black instead of in the red or whatever when businesses get back in profitable with their books. So I think that's where the term Black Friday came from. If I'm not mistaken, maybe I heard the wrong thing. But it's just basically the one day a year where all the stores compete for their sales. And many Americans in some places try to get there as early as possible. And there's usually a lot of chaos in some places. And and it's interesting for all to watch. Nowadays, there's also Cyber Monday.
Oh, so they got a new one. So have you ever personally stabbed anyone for a TV or a blender? Doesn't seem like you, but I don't know.
Are you asking me to incriminate myself on audio?
Plead the fifth.
Oh, yeah. I am an American.
Plead the fifth.
Good point.
Plead the fifth.
No, we do go to the outlets on Black Friday. There's an outlet mall here in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, and they have some good deals on Black Friday. However, we go in the afternoons. We don't camp out outside the store and stab each other to get first.
mother stabbing, father strangling just for a TV.
Using, I swear, I've seen one video, I think it was a Black Friday video, where somebody like used a child as a weapon or something, where they just hit, like picked up a, maybe that wasn't a Black Friday video, I don't know, but there's some crazy Black Friday videos out there.
That was some other Friday.
I've seen like these you know, videos of people just like running in the stores and just like picking up everything they possibly could get,
they would go into primal hunter gathering mode for one day of the year.
Yeah, but like it's like
something in their brain switches for sure, and they just go, like you said, full primate.
It's like the world is like ending, and like they gotta get all this stuff before people get it.
If I don't get my kids a Tickle Me Elmo, she'll hate me forever.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie, is the human race doomed, and is it time to panic?
That means it is reliable that the asteroid headed towards the Earth on December 11th, 2021.
Frankie says there's hope.
It's going to bypass the Earth.
It's going to bypass the Earth. We'll all be okay. So that should give us reason to take down the shackles of capitalism, and let's all join hands and just sing songs. You don't need to get anything for your kid for their birthday, you know. Hands and sing songs
I don't really get that much for my birthday, actually.
I can't imagine fighting people over you know, merchandise at a Walmart or something. I mean, I can imagine fighting people because I don't like the way they look at me, or, you know,
there's something a new like COVID variant found in South Africa. It's going to be vaccine resistant.
Not my vaccine resistant. Bring on the variants, I say. I can handle them.
Is this the mutant apocalypse we were hoping for?
It's almost like that Squid, you know, game type stuff. Level like one, and then like there's level two, like, you know what I mean? Of all these variants, you gotta like, you know, like pass like the first level, okay, like most of us kind of didn't, and then it's kind of, you know, and this goes on. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Squid Game. I haven't watched Squid Game.
I haven't either.
Succumb to Tiger Guy. I mean, I could care less. I mean,
you didn't just watch Tiger King, like, did we?
No.
Tiger King's awesome, bro.
I'm good.
I'm good. There's like a Tiger King 2 now. Beyond the jail cell.
I'm not into the...
There was a lot of hype around it.
I'm not into the aristocracy, okay?
They're talking about sending people to other planets later on in the decade.
Which planets, Brady?
Mars.
Would you go to Mars if given the chance?
A lot of people that then reduce the Earth's population.
I ain't going to no Mars, I can tell you that much.
Well, people think it sucks
on
Earth.
You're not going to have to, man. It's only like the richest people on Earth will probably be, maybe going to Mars. Like, you know, like Bezos and those like guys, like Elon Musk.
It's not happening in my lifetime, that's for sure.
Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk need to be blasted into the sun.
It'll be in your lifetime, GB. You're like what? You turned 13 this year, didn't you?
13?
No, I'm 18. Kidding. Bro.
I was about to say, like, bro.
Come on, bro.
13 going on 30.
Once they send all the people from the Earth, everyone from the Earth will be back to the evolution again, like the dinosaur time again.
Do you think we should resurrect the dinosaurs?
Frankie's like a future, I guess, you know, guy tonight. He talks about the future tonight. I like that. Frankie, he's all about the future. Look at him, man. Like the asteroids,
Frankie,
dinosaurs.
Is the
look
future.
At him. Going on Mars, living on Mars, man. That's the future.
One of my favorite Washboard Hank songs. He's playing
first to Mars.
Fallopian tuba, and They came back. They all came back. The dinosaurs came back. Good song.
That sounds like Washboard Hank.
That's a Washboard Hank song.
That sounds like Washboard Hank. Absolutely.
It was also the theme song for the Commuterological Report. That's Washboard Hank you heard off the top of the hour when he was on an episode or two or three or four or five earlier in the spring. I should get him back on.
Oh, yeah. Like, awesome. Wait, he's got the weather you got with
that guy? Totally.
That's the guy.
I found a problem. Cutting all the trees down the Amazon rainforest, causing global climate change, causing weather to change and get worse year by year, decade by decade, century by century, millennium by millennium.
Who needs trees?
Say it's about the future. Trees.
Well, that guy, Bolsonaro down there, he doesn't care about anything. I mean, he's just a terrible guy.
Rich guys don't really care about nothing.
You know, yeah, one of those typical bad humans who just shouldn't be in power over anything, not even over his own kids.
I mean, yeah, look, talk about Trudeau, too, doing all this stuff, man. Okay, no, we're not going to do that. Right? Sorry.
Guys. Here's my story about Conrad Black. Took a lot of money and he never gave it back. Yippee-tie-tie, tippy-tippy-yay. There's some Washboard Hank for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think they should be blasting in the sun. We'll tell them to send them to it. We'll say, like, we're sending you to Alpha Centauri. We'll say, you know, lying. You know, you're going to go to Alpha Centauri. That's where it's a brand new planet. It's perfect for rich people. You know, you're going to love it. And then when they get on there, you wait for them to fall asleep. And then you turn the rocket right to the sun and just be done with all the billionaires all at once. It'd be awesome. Good hope.
Yeah,
I'm much fine. You can have $1 billion. That's it. You do not need more than $1 billion. If you have $1 billion, for God's sakes, help somebody out.
All right.
That's pretty hot.
$2 billion. $3 billion.
You got a deal there, Joe Silver.
My man.
But you know what though? you know what I like about rappers like, you know, Drake and Jay, like Z and everything like that. They all, you know what I mean? Like most of them actually do donate like a lot of their like money. I mean, it's not like a lot of their money, obviously, because they have like, you know, like a few like, you know, $1 billion. But I mean, like they still donate. I mean, like there's some billionaires that do it, but there's most that don't.
Aren't those the same guys that killed all those people in Texas last week?
People use it for putting money back into communities to build businesses that are equitable for people. Then that's a different story. Some of them do that,
yeah. You know, one thing that never happened at a Joey Only concert is like 10 people getting trampled to death.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That could
You'd have to get 10 people to show up for that. Just kidding, Joey. I had to. I prefaced that by saying Joey can play, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just throwing a little Thanksgiving shade his way, that's all.
I was trying to set that
shade. You know, what I think went wrong at that concert is too much different concert decorum there, because when you think about it, like people that rave, people that do like mosh pit style music, and then like the regular type of like how people enjoy hip-hop and rap shows, those are very different styles of enjoying concerts. So when you combine those, you had a combination of those at that concert, and sometimes that all doesn't go together. So I think that was one of the factors there, because I don't know, a lot of stuff went wrong.
Well, what's going on? Like, is it a new kind of dancing where everyone's running around?
Not a new kind of dancing, but I'm saying you got people on different wavelengths that are, and then there was also like one of the kids there was 9 years old. Like there's like some concerts where it's like, you got all sorts of people that are, like there are some concerts that are really safe where they do mosh pits and like everyone's all cool. they know the protocols. They know how to do it. Like they know like what the etiquette is, not the core of etiquette was the word I was thinking of. There's concert etiquette. And it's just like there's people that like, I mean, it's just a different generation, different types of music, but the thing about what's his face?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, Travis Scott. The thing about him is that he has he attracts a crowd that's a mix of like hip hop rap fans and then somewhat like is somewhat alternative. So you got some alternative type of people that are more like trying to have mosh pit type of thing, and then you also got some people that are more like the rave crowd. So you kind of have when you have a crowd that big and people are like there's different types of etiquette for those different types of concerts. So it's just like when you combine all those, sometimes it's not exactly doesn't
good.
Well, we've lost
my generation. We didn't run around. I mean, we were more like, hey man, these mushrooms are can't get off the ground. And me neither. Hey, you know, maybe people would kind of roll around on each other a little bit.
Maybe
like, it wasn't like much running like, involved. Like we tried to, you know, running's what you have to pay us for that. No, that's not I've what we do in our spare time.
Yeah, and there wasn't it was a packed venue too, and there wasn't exactly the best like you know, pathways or like emergency lighting type of stuff. Like it wasn't not really, I don't know. They need to rethink how they have gatherings like that to make sure everybody's safe. Really.
If that's going to happen, then you're absolutely right. Like that's one thing that has kind of been lost. I think is etiquette, right?
You know what though? People in Russia don't speak English. People in China don't speak English. A lot of people in those countries don't speak English.
Some of them do, but not lots.
Yeah, but
Frankie, do you think that? Frankie, do you think that concert? Oh no, I lost it.
Oh man, when I was gonna. Okay, that's okay. So, what I was gonna say is that, you know, problems do fix other, you know, problems, right? Like what of course happened at that concert, right? Like, it's gonna fix like the, you know what I mean? Problems of the future because artists are gonna. Think like a little bit, you know, harder about how we should kind of, you know, plan this show and also, you know what I mean, like do all these things, right? So it actually like, problems fix problems. I mean,
that's I guess so. I've never been to like listen.
I've never been either.
I love some bands. Like I've seen some bands that are like, oh, like they're amazing. Like they're on my life list. But I've never been the type of fan that screams through an entire show, rushes the stage, clamoring to whatever. So, I mean,
I'm not you'd have spilled your beer.
I know exactly. So, I mean, I it's just a change in some etiquette, but like at the same time, I've also been to shows where there's been mosh pits. There's been some people that have come out of there beat up a little bit, but they're like, they're loving it, you know, because there is etiquette there. But that's something
we pick somebody up off the ground.
Well, if you got a
yeah, but we've lost.
There's a
we've
crowd
lost
of people
it.
Right next to you that are not there to have a mosh pit. Then you could have a more unfriendly fight break out. And then part of the problem was also crowd control before the concert started, where they had pretty much a stampede where there was it was like a barrier and people were stepping over the barrier, couldn't see people on the other side of the barrier, so there was. People continually going through that were unaware of what was going on. And it was just but I think another factor is people have gone a little bit COVID stir crazy over the past few years. So it's like I think when people get back in the flow with the groove of the concert saying again, hopefully there won't be a repeat like that.
That's totally fair, Pete. The first concert that I went to post COVID, I cried. That's how I dealt with it. I didn't mosh pit, but who knows what I would have done if I was if I was at one of those types of shows. Brandon seems like the kind of guy who's knocked a few people's teeth out in the mosh pit. Is that what
you don't look like the type of guy I'm thinking of it now.
I've never been to a mosh pit. No.
Come on.
I think you're more like a square dance kind of guy.
No, if Brandon square dances, he square dances hard.
Square
dances so hard it hurts.
Knock you out like a piece of hail. Knock you out like a piece of hail.
Southern Alberta. Yeah, you guys been there?
I think it's pronounced Zilla. Yeah. I don't know how to say his full name, but if you look at some of his concerts on YouTube, I think his name is Zilla. I think he's a Florida artist, but I was watching some of his concerts. I don't know. It's the full rap name is different, but it's like it's not rap exactly. It's like metal, but it's kind of has like it's like a combination of
Limp Bizkit.
No, no. But anyway, he's a new artist that I like some of his music. I don't know exactly what you call some of the genres, some of the stuff. It's a hardcore genre, but you look at the crowd and how they do the mosh pits, and they're having fun and nobody's getting hurt, and then they got a good concert culture going there, where they're able to like go crazy and push people around a little bit, but it's you know where the mosh pit is, and if you don't want to be in the mosh pit, you go to a different part of the crowd, and then they stop, and then they like I don't know, and that artist does a good job of controlling the crowd too.
Do you think
good vibes?
That maybe what was going on that day was that people were confused, and instead of they thought they were actually at a Black Friday sale.
That was, they were practicing for Black Friday, I think.
Joke didn't go over, okay.
Not as many people traveling internationally and domestically around the world.
Except for today. Oh, no, yesterday. Isn't the Wednesday before Thanksgiving the busiest travel day in the United States?
Yes.
I saw some stuff on TV the other day. We drove. We did not fly for Thanksgiving. But I saw it did not look fun at the airports because they were trying to take precautions for COVID and stuff. It looked like a nightmare going through all the lines and stuff. I'm happy we drove.
Yeah, I haven't traveled in a long time except to go, well, from here to Quesnel. I'm up in the Caribou Mountains, right? So I'd up 4,000 feet drop here from the winter weather all the way down to Quesnel, where it's it feels like Mexico when you've been in the bush too long, and then from there I go 200 kilometers the other way back up into winter weather again up in the high plateau. It's that's what life's like right now for me, a mix of that they say about people in Wells is that, well, people in Quesnel have good jobs, so they go to Mexico in the winter. And people up here in Wells, we go to Quesnel, and it feels like Mexico when you've been here too long.
Any place feels like Mexico when you've been stuck in a place too long, I would guess, eh? I hear that.
All the bright lights and human beings of
the bright lights of Quesnel.
It's crazy.
They still got that hockey team there, the Millionaires, the Quesnel Millionaires. They still play out of there?
No, it's the Quesnel Kangaroos now.
The Kangaroos?
Yeah, I think it's kind of weird, too. I mean, yeah, it's got a K sort of sound. I mean, it's not really exactly started with a Q, but Quesnel, no, Kangaroos. It's got kind of a onomatopoeia, or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's got kind of a ring to it, but I mean, it
rolls off the tongue.
We've had camels up here in the Gold Rush era, but we haven't had really a history of kangarooism. There's no kangaroo cults or any worship of kangaroo-like objects known in this area. I mean, really, I don't understand what. Where the kangaroo name comes from, but nonetheless, Frankie, what's the name of the hockey team in your area?
Cape Breton Eagles, Quebec Majors in the Hockey League team.
You've been going to the games?
I'm going to the next game tomorrow night.
Who are they playing? How are they doing?
3 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Atlantic time. Cape Breton Eagles trying their best. Vancouver Giants are doing a great job.
What about the Brooks Bandits there, Brandon? The
Brooks Bandits, yeah. Tell us about
Bandits. What does Brandon Hook go to the Calgary Hitmen game?
Calgary Hitmen, no, have not been to a hockey game except for in the station running a hockey game. But, Brooks Bandits, we are 23-1-1.
Holy.
Finally had your win streak.
Talk about, like, the Leafs also, too. I mean, like, the Leafs have been doing pretty
well. The Leafs.
How about the Flames? They've been doing really well, too.
Yeah, Flames and Leafs, good chance. So we could see an Alberta-Ontario Stanley Cup final.
Oh my goodness.
No one like the herd guys.
Over in Ethiopia, they still have an ancient alphabet in Ethiopia, like an old fashioned alphabet, not a modern alphabet.
How come there's an H in the word Ethiopia? They didn't come up with their own name? Who gave them the name?
Like, they still use a different alphabet other than Arabic, Cyrillic, and Mandarin alphabet, and
all they probably got a different way to write it. Ethiopia.
So Brandon, so you work the Brooks Bandits hockey game. Like, do you do the call? Like, do you do the play-by-play for the games?
I don't do that. I'm on the board, running the I'm the producer of the show.
Okay.
But I've also been jumping on in the intermission and doing the scoreboard and telling everybody what the other teams are doing. And then I do sometimes the scoring summary and go through the goals and stuff. Yeah.
Hey, nice. Brandon, nice. Did you hear about that Canadian border and American border and close to Russian border? That means they don't recognize vaccine or Moderna vaccine. They don't recognize Pfizer and Moderna vaccines over in Russia. When the Canadians and Americans go over to Russia to get isolated for 14 days over there.
Well, I'm not going to Russia anytime soon.
When the Russians come here, they have to isolate for 14 days because Canada and the United States don't accept Sputnik V.
Hell yeah, we don't. Hey, Brandon, you got a guy that plays for your team. His name is Huey Hooker. Huey Hooker, and he's from Brandon, Manitoba.
Yes.
And his name is, he was born in Brandon, which happens to be your first name, Brandon.
It's perfect.
Isn't when that the something? People up in Nunavut will be getting the booster, what about people up in Nunavut and people in Inuit communities like Northwest Territories, Yukon, and Churchill?
They're all eligible for their vaccines or for the booster now. I've got an appointment next week to get my booster in Churchill, and boosters and vaccines. Oh my, they're all over the place. So.
Brandon Hulk will be getting the booster soon, too.
Yeah.
It's raining vaccines.
You'll be getting your booster sometime next year.
Yeah, probably, I suppose. Someone will probably say, hey, there's a clinic. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I guess that's easy. I'll just do it. I mean, that's the funny thing is, like, no one's asking you to even pay for it, right? It's like free help. Why would you turn that down?
Why?
We're coming to the end of the show. Thanks for coming on, everybody. Gabriel Berardo, happy birthday once again.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Brooks, Alberta. Peter Galanko, who's in Pennsylvania, happy Thanksgiving to you. Joe Stover, he's on his sort of temporary vacation in southern Manitoba right now. And, of course, star attraction, Frankie McDonald.
And now say hi to Michael Sannikoff. He lives in Ukraine. He lived in Thailand last year.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. Howdy, Michael.
If you want to follow my social media, my Twitter is @FrankieMcD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My TikTok is FrankieMcDonald1984. My Clapper is FrankieMcDonald1984. My Twitch is FrankieMcDonald1984. My Snapchat is FrankieMacDon. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Only, your host. Comedy plus meteorology equals Meteorology. All your weather stories across Canada and some of the United States stories as well. Every week here on CFIR 88.7 FM, Prince George at 10 a.m. on Saturdays and repeats 4 p.m. Tuesdays. And then CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Thanks very much for having our show on once again. Mondays at noon. We're really glad to be on there. You can also hear Joe Stover's show, the How Do You Do review on CKUW. What night's that, Joe?
That is every Friday night at 6 p.m. on CKUW. This week, William Prince comes to Churchill. We'll talk all about that.
And, of course, you can watch the video version of the show, Joey Only, Care to Be Weather Dude YouTube channel. And you can also catch some of Joe Stover's polar bear footage he sent me this week and hear him talking about polar bears in Churchill, Manitoba. And once again, just want to say send my love out to the family of Wesley Weedmark, to all the friends in the Prince George area who are going to be feeling this one as the news is starting to get around a little more now. And Wes, just... you know, really sad to lose you. And I know you suffered a lot with your time on earth, but you made the best of it. And you were a good friend. And I feel incredibly guilty that when you wrote me 3 weeks ago and said, hey, do you got time for a phone call? And I said, I'm in camp right now. It's hard. And I had forgot to get back to you. And we miss that chance sometimes to get that goodbye to somebody or to live with the idea after that, they knew how much we love them, you know, and those are things that are really important. So love each other. Happy Thanksgiving to our American friends, and we'll see you next week on the Meteorological Report.